Kenny Blumenfeld is with me, senior climatologist from the Minnesota DNR, on our weekly radio wave weather update. Thanks, Kenny, for being here.
Always happy to be here. It was a strange meteorological winter, wasn't it?
Yes, and it's been quite a week. You mentioned in just the very last few seconds last week about we're still in a stormy pattern, look out. And sure enough, at the time, you know, with a few days advance warning, it looked like we might get a few snow showers, and then we ended up getting inches worth both, I think, Monday and Wednesday, snow all day pretty much. So feels like we're in a wet pattern, and now we all suddenly have winter because it's cold, close to zero overnights, beautiful sunny skies between the shower, the snow, and I don't know, maybe that's March coming in like a lion, or I don't know what.
I mean, it came in like a small lion, I think.
Okay.
You know, it came in like, it was a juvenile lion. It hit the northern, not quite the entire northern two-thirds of Minnesota. The far north has continued to evade some of these storm systems. So areas like Roseau and International Falls haven't really had all that much snow.
Okay.
But basically from, I'd say, Silver Bay across to Fargo and down south from there, it's been real all winter. And, you know, we just closed out the meteorological winter, which doesn't really, all that is, that's for climatological analysis purposes. You break the whole year, you break it into three-month seasons. So meteorological winter goes from December through February. And in the Two Harbors area, and also basically in, if you just kind of draw a southwest to northeast line, and you kind of cut the state in half with one of those, you know, the southeastern half of the state, including part of the Arrowhead, basically had its top one, two, or three wettest, meaning most precipitation, meteorological winters on record.
Hmm.
Up in the 99th percentile, according to our data. So from December through February, you maybe in your lifetime would have experienced one other winter with as much precipitation or more, but you also might not have. This might be the number one.
Wow.
And that, there's a lot of water that fell during the winter, and a lot of it fell as liquid water. It was kind of one of the signatures of our meteorological winter was we had a lot of precipitation, we had a lot of snow, but we also had a lot of rain. And so even in, you know, up on the, especially the lower North Shore, of the 6 or 7 inches of precipitation that you received from December through February, probably a good inch and a half fell as rain. And the farther south you go, the bigger the trade-off to more rain. So down here in the Twin Cities, we had about a third of our winter precipitation came as rain. And that was also on top of really high levels of snowfall for us. And down in Rochester, where they had their wettest meteorological winter on record, they had about almost half their precipitation fell as rain.
Wow.
Yeah, we get rain in the wintertime in Minnesota, and that in and of itself isn't that weird. But what is a little bit odd is having so much rain.
Yeah.
That's where we had.
And it's interesting because I don't, like, when I think of the drifts in Two Harbors, you know, they're not that high. They're definitely higher other years. And I think, really? Like, the most snow of my life, or the most precip of my lifetime, but the rain factor, I think, is the significant piece of that. That, you know, we have a medium amount of snow.
So, it's not just the rain, you've been melting the snow too.
Right. So that begs the question, which a listener has asked me to ask you, is this making a dent in the drought?
Yeah. I mean, definitely. In northeastern Minnesota, where, you know, really there isn't any drought, So yes. Yes.
What about?
There's no drought in northeastern Minnesota. You're not in any drought category, and we're not particularly concerned about soil moisture availability right now. You know, because for the last year, you had this wet, dry, wet sandwich. This big, really big, stacked up kind of triple decker sandwich. If you go back to our conversations at this time last year, we were about to start like a weekly diet of getting pounded right in the middle of the week. These kind of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday slush, snow, precipitation events started late February, and they just roared right into April. And so we started the spring really wet. Northeast Minnesota stayed pretty wet up through May and into June. And then we kind of dried out during the summer and the late summer and had a very dry early fall. But, you know, you've picked right back up since I'd say November, where most of the southeastern half or so of the state has been very wet during that time. And, yeah, there's no drought and no drought concern in the Arrowhead anywhere right now. The areas that we've got our eyes on for, you know, where they actually have remained dry while most of us have gotten wetter would be in west central, northwestern, and far northern Minnesota. Up again, International Falls, Roseau. Those are areas that just haven't had as much precipitation, and they had larger precipitation deficits during the main part of the drought. Down here in the Twin Cities, we effectively don't have any drought left either. We're just in that yellow category called abnormally dry. But I think it's a little early in southern Minnesota and in western Minnesota to start cracking open the champagne bottles, because we do, in these areas, we have a large precipitation deficit on the longer term. So going back a year or so, or going back to June anyway, we're still way behind. It's just that in the last several months, we've got a lot of water. And it's sitting on the land right now, but we know that there's capacity in the soil, meaning the soils aren't saturated. So that's a sign that you haven't really defeated the drought altogether. And we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, this precipitation has been beneficial. It really eroded the drought much more than you normally expect during winter. And it's having the possibility, it's raising the prospects of flooding on our streams and rivers in the areas that have been so wet, because a lot of this water is tied up in the snow. And so once that snow melts, if it melts, especially if it melts in a hurry, that could mean flooding. So the National Weather Service offices that do the river forecasting, you know, Duluth had put out its graphic. They revised their forecast last week, I think in the 23rd or so of February. And they basically in Duluth, you know, there's above normal soil moisture in northeast Minnesota, but as you go farther south, it's not above normal. It's been above normal precipitation. There's above normal snow. There's above normal water in the snow. The only thing that we don't know, there's two things we don't know. Well, one, we know right now the frost depth isn't that great, and that's actually helpful for preventing some flooding.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rate of the snow melt, how quickly do things come off. But I can guarantee it's going to be another bumper year for northeast Minnesota waterfalls.
Yeah.
At a minimum, the waterfalls are going to be booming again, and hopefully they're not going to be taking out bridges and walkways like they did last year. But there's just so much snow sitting up on those ridges. And, you know, so, yeah, and Two Harbors, not maybe so much. You've had a lot of opportunity to melt, but there's a ton of water sitting up on the ridge.
I know. Yeah. And I remember the Cascade River flowing right up on almost onto Highway 61. And I do know that with the warm-up we had a couple weeks ago, many of the rivers on the North Shore started to flow. At least, you know, pieces of them were broken up, so water started flowing over the ice, making them impassable. And then we had another cold spell, so it may have stopped it up again. But I was wondering if that was going to maybe ease the flooding. Because you look at the snow charts and what's up there just north of us. And if we have, you know, some warm, warm days all in a row or some heavy rains. Boy, it is going to be, it's going to be something to go to those waterfalls.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's coming, Kenny? What do we, we have had a stormy pattern, you know, I'd say precip every other day.
How about another one or two here? Definitely Sunday and into Monday, possibly into Tuesday. Kind of depends on how long lasting. There anywhere between, you know, a moderate snowfall of a few inches to another kind of big one that could leave up to a foot. And we still don't know exactly where it's going to go. I think northeastern Minnesota will get hit because the air is going to be coming right off of Lake Superior. So even if you're outside of the main precipitation band, especially those higher elevations, will get snow this week, late this weekend and into early next week. I just don't know what quantities we're talking about. There's a decent chance, you know, I'd say 3 to 6 inches over the two-day period is pretty likely, but there's also a chance we could double that range. So, and then after that, it's a little unclear, but I think we're still in a good wintry pattern. So I bet you there will be more snow on the ground, new snow, when we talk next Friday.
All right. Thanks so much, Kenny. We'll talk to you next week.
Good talking to you. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Kenny Blumenfeld's Weather Tidbits.